What's up, people? It is Saturday, December 9th. My name is B. Hill, and this is the Just My Opinion podcast. So let's talk. It has been a minute since the last podcast, so let me just jump right in. Trump, he has got to go. Jail or somewhere. This dude is a danger to the community. A few weeks ago, he had a partial gag order lifted. Then he went on a tweeting storm about the judge and the judge's clerk, and he's putting people's lives in danger. And then they had to reinstate the gag order again because this dude just cannot shut up and not stop berating and basically, I don't want to say put a hit on people, but he knows that when he called these people out with his lies, a lot of his followers take heed to his words, and he's just a dangerous dude. I'm so sick and tired of all of this stuff. This dude has been a menace for years, and the fact that he still has as much support as he does is just staggering to me. It's not necessarily surprising because there's a certain group of people who do not operate on rational thinking. I'm just tired. It's old, and it's a danger to democracy, and something has got to be done. He has to be put in jail or something. Something has to be done with this dude. He's already stated that if reelected, he will become a dictator, which is what he wants. He has a retribution list of his enemies that he will go after if reelected. And that's just dangerous. And to hear his supporters say, oh, he was just kidding about being a dictator. Who kids about something like that? This dude is a danger to the community, is a danger to America. He's already done so much damage to this country. It's only going to get worse, and it's exhausting. Every day is something with this dude or his supporters. It's exhausting. And the fact that he has gotten away with this stuff for so long is the reason he is the way he is now, because he has never had to face consequences. And I wish these judges would just, and I understand there's a process, but a while ago, probably a couple of years ago, I said I fought Merrick Garland for waiting so long to have the Justice Department go after him, because we could have hopefully had some type of resolution by now, and here we are going into another election cycle, and this fool is the top Republican nominee again. And it's just, I mean, by a long shot, and it's crazy. As we move into December, this is generally my favorite time of year between Thanksgiving and Christmas. I personally like watching the Hallmark Christmas movies. That just kind of gets me in the Christmas spirit. But this is also the time of year where we get the fake outrage from conservatives about not being able to say Merry Christmas. They're mad because they see a black Santa Claus. I actually saw somebody get mad because there was a black Santa Claus in a wheelchair. And it was a whole argument about Santa Claus is white, etc. And I had a conversation with somebody, I think this time last year, and she was talking about how we can't say Merry Christmas anymore. And that's just the most ridiculous thing. And what I explained to her was, nobody has ever said you can't stop saying Merry Christmas. And she said, well, when you go into stores now, they say Happy Holidays. I said, well, that's because some people don't celebrate Christmas, they celebrate something else. So just to be Happy Holidays is just a generic term. But nobody's saying you can't say Merry Christmas. Well, it was never like that before. And it's just stupid. I get so tired of the fake outrage. And also last week, Jesse Waters for Fox News. He had outrage because there's a video of President Biden using a straw in his drink. And he said that's very unbecoming of a man to use a straw. These are the same people that were mad when Obama wore a bike helmet for safety. And when Obama wore a tan suit, they thought it was the end of the world because he wore a tan suit. I mean, just the level of fake outrage with these people, just, it, again, nothing really surprises me, but they have nothing better to do or bitch about than minute things like using a straw. I'm sure there are more important newsworthy topics than President Biden using a straw. You know, I didn't see that same energy when Trump had to take a sip of water with two hands. I don't think that's that manly either, but again, anything a liberal Democrat does, it has to be magnified, even no matter how minute the situation is. And then finally, I'll give some credit to Republicans. And this doesn't happen often, but they did vote to expel George Santos from the House, which is great because he was a train wreck anyway. But he's finally gone. So that took the four-seat majority down to three. And then Kevin McCarthy, who is the former Speaker of the House, announced that he would be leaving his seat, or vacating his seat, by the end of the year. So that three-seat majority is now down to two. So who knows what's going to happen at this point. They really haven't passed anything out of the House, so I don't expect anything else to be done for the rest of this session. Because anything that goes through will need bipartisan support. And we all know there's a handful of Republicans that are hell-bent on not working with Democrats to get anything passed, so it's going to be hard to get legislation passed out of the House of Representatives going forward, I think. Hopefully I'm wrong, but that's kind of been the theme so far. Don't work with Democrats, or, you know, they may try to primary you and have a more conservative person or extreme person take your position. And I want to talk about voting for a second. I've been seeing a lot of so-called Democrats saying that they refuse to vote for Biden in 24. And some of them are saying it's because of what's going on in Gaza. Some of them are saying it's because he hasn't done anything. The second one is ridiculous because he has a strong record at this point. And the first part about what's going on in Gaza, I can kind of understand the point, but personally I'm looking at the bigger picture. What's going on in Gaza between Israel and Palestine is a very complicated issue that I don't have full knowledge of the history of it. I do think that there are a lot of things that aren't being truthfully told on both sides. I think both sides bear blame. And I'll just say, I do think that killing innocent people is wrong on both sides. You know, the analogy I would like to bring up is, if the police go to a bank robbery at a bank, and they know there are two bank robbers and 100 innocent people being held hostage, you don't go in and just kill everybody just to get the two bank robbers. And that seems to be what's been going on in that region. Not necessarily pinpointing specifically who you're after, just taking out an entire area. And that's not okay. But the bigger issue with voting is you have to look at the bigger picture, or personally, I have to look at the bigger picture, because we don't have a third party candidate that's viable. I wish there was more than a two-party system, but currently there isn't. If you do vote for a third party, that third party is not going to win. And that's just going to take away votes from Biden. And based on what Trump has already said he's going to do, democracy as we know it would be gone. So I hate the phrase less of two evils, but that's kind of what it is. And that's just the reality of the situation. You know, I look at people like Vivek Ramaswamy, who's a Republican presidential nominee. This dude is the worst used car salesman I've ever seen. He's somewhat intelligent, but he's a fast talker and doesn't say anything. And Chris Christie called him out in the debate the other day about how he goes on these different platforms and says one thing, but when he gets called out in the debate, he tries to backtrack and say he didn't say what everybody heard him say. He has proposed that everyone between the ages of 18 and 24 take a test to be able to vote. And if you don't pass this particular test, you have to wait until you're 25 to vote. I also heard someone float the plan of if you get a check from the government, you should not be allowed to vote, because that will, people who get checks from the government will only vote their interest. Well, everybody votes their interest anyway. That's just dumb. So that means anyone who gets Social Security, that's a government check. Child support comes from a government agency. It's just such a stupid and ridiculous option that people are floating as far as trying to suppress people's vote. And you're giving that vote, you're giving that right to vote, you know, as a citizen of the United States. I mean, who wants you to take a test, or why should you have to take a test to be able to vote? That's just ridiculous to me. And then I just read an article about a town in Louisiana where a Louisiana Supreme Court judge just overturned an election of the first black sheriff in Cato Parish, Louisiana. And it's just another attempt to suppress the black voters. And that's despite certified and recounted results. He requested a new election be held. And this is the problem. This is why voting matters and who you vote for matters. Because you continue to have people like this Supreme Court judge, or you have other people trying to pass laws, attorney generals trying to pass laws to make it legal for them to overturn the elections. So the Supreme Court judge, I think that's somebody that's appointed, so not necessarily voted on, but all of these attorney generals in all of these other places or positions of power within the states, they're elected officials. So this is why voting is so important and who you vote for is so important. Because over the past 10 years, we're seeing a huge operation to suppress specific votes. Since Biden was elected, I think probably since Obama was elected the second term, there have been hundreds of different voter suppression laws put into place. Tons of states are trying to redistrict and gerrymander areas to assist the Republicans in winning. You've never heard this from Democrats. I've never heard of a case where Democrats have tried to gerrymander areas. They just want to make it fair. I've never heard of situations where Democrats have tried to suppress votes. What Democrats have done is try to expand voting because they want everybody to be able to vote. And they're not pushing to limit voting or limit hours or polling places and things like that. Republicans are doing that. That's just another way for them to cheat. And it doesn't get called out enough. And I'll always say Democrats have a messaging problem. that has been their biggest issue since I've started voting. And I've voted in every major election and most of the primaries and off-cycle elections as well. But Democrats have always had an issue with messaging. No matter how good they do, they just don't get their point across. Republicans, they're great at messaging. They're great at branding. And that's why they have such a high visibility. But Democrats just don't do that. But for those that say they're not going to vote for Biden, I hope you understand what you're doing. Because the effects will be everlasting throughout our lifetime if this fool wins again. And hopefully he'll be in prison by then. But there are people that said they'll vote for him even if he's a convicted felon from a jail cell. How stupid is that? And then here in Texas, I just read a story of a woman who has a non-viable life-threatening pregnancy. She has a fetus that is already gone. And she was granted an exemption to get an abortion by a federal judge. And then our Attorney General, Ken Paxton, said that he would sue any doctor or facility in the state that allowed her to obtain this legal abortion. And this is not for the health of a fetus. The fetus is non-viable. The fetus is dead, and it's just in her body. And they need to remove it in order to hopefully allow her to be able to maybe conceive again later. But if she doesn't have this abortion and get this fetus removed, it could have health implications for the rest of her life. And why is the Attorney General getting involved in something like this? It makes no sense. But again, it's a Republican Attorney General. Texas is a Republican state. But Republicans talk about limited government, smaller government, but why is the government involved in this lady's issue? Once again, it makes no sense why the Attorney General would have any say-so in this case. I'm just so frustrated with the hypocrisy from this group of people putting this woman's health at risk. And for what? It makes no sense. None of this, it just makes any sense. But a lot of the rules and laws that they pass don't make sense at all. And then James Comer in the House of Representatives said that they were going to subpoena Hunter Biden to testify before Congress behind closed doors. Hunter Biden said, cool, but instead of doing it closed doors, let's do it out in public. James Comer's like, no, we can't do that. We don't want to have it public. And the problem is, what they do, and this has happened many times before, they get behind these closed door meetings and come out before the public and push their narrative and lie and say something happened that didn't happen and say they have all this proof that he admitted to and it didn't happen. And watching a clip from Fox News and Michelle Tafoya, she used to be on one of the NFL shows until she started saying some really crazy, outlandish conspiracy theories and she got fired. But she was saying how she thinks that all of these hearings should be done behind closed doors because you really get to the heart of the matter, and that if they come out and say some things that aren't true, the other side can come out and say things that aren't true as well. That's just dumb. Why allow people to lie when you can just do it publicly and everybody can see for themselves? It makes no sense not to do this publicly. But again, they want to have it behind closed doors so again they can push these narratives about the Biden family and just continue to lie. And to me, being a rational thinker, is if they don't want things done publicly, they must have something to hide. That's just common sense to me. But I was glad that Hunter Biden, he called their bluff. And also, I think just yesterday, Hunter Biden was indicted on several charges. And Comer came out once again and said that he thinks he was they indicted him to avoid him testifying before this committee. So they indicted him with felony charges to avoid him testifying. That's just stupid. On to some good news or uplifting news. I saw a TikTok the other day of this lady. She owns a small apartment building and it looks to have maybe 20, 30 units. And she had a community holiday party. And she told the residents that, you know, they were not getting utility vouchers for Christmas, but she was giving them a free month's rent for the month of December. And the look on her tenants' faces of relief and gratitude was amazing for her to do that. And then she thanked them all for being her tenants. She said she couldn't do it without them. But she also said that she was going to set up home ownership seminars for them because what they're paying in rent, they could be paying in mortgage. And I don't know too many people that would do that for their tenants. Some people like being able to overcharge for their units and continue to get that monthly income, but she wants to see them doing better for themselves and owning stuff. So just a dope situation. And, you know, I hope she gets all the blessings she can because that's just an amazing gesture. I wish my place would do that too. I could use a free month's rent. And a couple of weeks ago, comedian Bill Burr, who's one of my favorites, and his wife Mia went to a UFC fight. And if you don't know Bill Burr and Mia, Bill Burr is white, his wife Mia is black. And Trump came to the fight and he was seated a couple of rows in front of them. And Nia is caught on camera shooting him the double finger, basically saying F you. And of course, MAGAs were up in arms, tried to cancel Bill and Nia. And the funny thing is, the middle finger is basically a F you. But for the past 3 years, what have MAGAs been saying? F Joe Biden, let's go Brandon. It's the exact same thing, but when they do it to Trump, it's a problem. You know, it's just, again, the hypocrisy is just so stupid. They have flags and merch and hats and t-shirts that all say, let's go Brandon or F Joe Biden. But somebody shoots the finger, they lose their shit. But it's all because they're not rational people. They're just not. Just dumb. I thought it was hilarious, actually. And I like Nia. Nia is hilarious to me. But I also like the way Bill Burr handled it because he never addressed it at all. He has a podcast that I listen to. Well, the only time I even heard him say anything about it was probably a week or two after he did an interview with Rich Eisen. And it was brought up, and he just mentioned it for a brief second. But all of the backlash, he just ignored it. He didn't mention any of it, and I just thought that was hilarious. But again, you see the hypocrisy that these people have. And then I saw a story where a mom wants her son's classmates expelled and charged. And what happened was the son is highly allergic to peanuts. And there were several of his classmates asked him about his allergy. And he told them, you know, if I even get near peanuts, you know, it could be bad enough to where he could die. Well, his classmates put peanuts in his locker. So he opened his locker, the peanuts fell on him, and he had a bad allergic reaction. Now, I wonder, what the most serious charges could be for the students who did it. Now, the students apparently did get in trouble, but the mom was not told to what extent. But if you knowingly give someone something that they're allergic to, could that be considered attempted murder? I'm really curious about that. Because they knew he told them specifically the worst thing that could happen, and that's what they did. And that's not something that's funny. That's not a prank. You're messing with someone's life. So I hope the punishment for these kids were severe, so they can understand exactly how this could have turned out. Fortunately, I think the kid is doing okay, but that's just not something you play with. And then, I know I've talked about this before, but I know a couple of people who I think are kind of self-absorbed. And one person, I see them on social media, and they always have issues. And it's been for years. One person, it's always financial issues. And you have a spouse, you have grown kids that live at your house. And out of four of those, y'all can't handle your business and take care of your household. You know, I'm single by myself. I've lived by myself since I was 21, with the exception of a year when I lived with my ex-girlfriend. I've always had the weight of a household on me solely. But you have four grown adults in your house, and the 10 years I've known you, it's been constant struggles. I don't get it. I just don't get it. So, and then the other person has a lot of issues as well. Some self-inflicted, some not. But when all you do is put out negativity and you have nothing good to say, but then you wonder why people kind of distance themselves from you, it's because everybody has stuff going on, some more severe than others, but you don't even take the time to realize that everything is just about you. And then you get mad when people aren't around. And personally, I've kind of stepped back because I don't like all the negativity. Every single time I talk to you or interact with you is something negative. I have to protect my mental health as well, and I can't speak for anybody else, but that's my reason for kind of distancing myself from certain people, because I don't like all the negativity. I have things going on in my life that I deal with. And I may have one or two people I kind of confide in, but I don't put my business out there on social media, because at the end of the day, it's for me to deal with. I don't want to burden anybody else with my issues. And again, I do have people I can talk to that, you know, I know have my back or can give me their opinion on certain situations, but I try not to put all that negativity out there, especially on my friends. And, you know, I'm not perfect. I have my flaws, but again, at the end of the day, I have to protect my peace as well. So all of that negativity constantly, a lot of people can't deal with that and shouldn't have to deal with it. I mean, those are your issues. Find a way to deal with them. And that may be harsh, but that's just the reality of the situation. And then talk about dating for a second. I saw this interesting story on TikTok where a lady said she had met this guy on Bumble, and they had been talking back and forth, and she said, you know, the conversation was real cool, and she was kind of starting to like him, and she had asked him if he knew of a handyman that could help put a couple of pieces of furniture together that she needed put together. And he said, you know, and she was willing to pay. And he said that, you know, he could do it. So she offered to pay him for doing it. So they set up a time. He he came over. She said they were vibing, you know, talking and listening to music while he was putting the furniture together and everything. Said they had a really good time. And, he said he really wanted to see her again. And as he was leaving, he said, you know, I'll send you my number so you can Zelle me the payment. And she got mad. She said she sent him the payment, but then she stopped talking to him because she couldn't believe that he actually accepted the payment. So she expected him to do this for free. You know, this is what I don't understand about, like, dating now. I'm almost 50 years old, and I would have thought that even at my age, that you would find people that didn't play these kind of games. To me, she's out of line. She's the one that offered to pay him because he took it. Now she has a problem with that. Some of the expectations from these women nowadays are just amazing to me. And, you know, I saw another video where a guy and a girl was on a podcast talking, and she was telling him that, you know, if he meets a woman that she's struggling, he should be there to help support her and get her to where she needs to be. But then when he put it back on her, saying, well, would you do that for a man? She said no, because he should already have his stuff together. So why is the man expected to make these concessions, but not the woman? Anyway, that's a whole nother story. And then finally, I heard an interesting quote on a podcast that really resonated with me based on the conversation I had with my ex a few months ago. And the guy said that men are not given a safe space in a relationship to be vulnerable or honest without being judged or the conversation being hijacked about how I made them feel about my honesty. Even when we have a legitimate gripe, the woman may start to cry and flip the conversation to how they feel about what I said instead of what I actually said. And this resonated with me because my ex and I had a very heartfelt conversation a few months ago, and I was 100% honest with her. And as soon as I was, she shut down and just started crying. And everything I said after that, she never even listened to, because she was just so focused on that I hurt her, not focused on the fact that I was hurt as well. And didn't even bother to try to understand my point of view. And it's ironic because we just kind of had a conversation a couple of days ago where we started to get into this conversation, but it got ended abruptly. But I just thought that resonated because it happens often where when a man is 100% honest, the focus changes on how the woman feels and not how the man feels and why he said or feels the way he does. And I don't think that's fair. But this week's verbal middle finger goes to Alabama police officer Dina Elmore. A guy by the name of Michael Washington was changing the tire on his car when Officer Elmore rolled up and asked him what was going on. Apparently she asked for ID. He said, no, I'm not giving it to you because I haven't done anything wrong. When the video starts, Mr. Washington was handcuffed as she was picking him up off the ground. So she moved him over and told him to lay across the hood of her car, which he did. She yelled at him to stop resisting, which he wasn't. And then she went to pat him down. He told her he had a firearm. She said, oh yeah. She pulled the firearm out, put it on the hood of her car, and proceeded to tase him in the back for no reason at all. And then told him to shut his bitch ass up and asked him if he wanted her to do it again. There was absolutely no reason for her to tase him. He was not resisting. And then she proceeded to charge him with felony charges. But yet, a lot of those charges have been dropped, but he's still facing a couple of other charges, and he had I think they originally charged him with like a felon in possession of a weapon, which he's not even a felon, so that just disappeared from the arrest record. I did read that he's going to sue this city, which he should, and I hope he wins, but we just don't need police officers out there like this with that type of temper. And looking at the video, she definitely should not have a badge. I mean, she tased this dude for no reason whatsoever. So I hope she loses her qualified immunity, and I hope she's prosecuted. And finally, the quote of the week is, only real friends can hear you when you're silent. And to me, that speaks very loudly. That is it for this week. Thank you for listening. Until next time, God bless. Peace.